Welcome to My Retirement is Successful Because. My name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters, and I am pleased to let you know about a one-year intergenerational innovative technology-based project that our registered charity is producing. My Retirement is Successful Because is a project that is inspired and led by seniors, which showcases and celebrates older adults mentoring others about their expertise, best practices, experience about successful retirements. Successful retirements are no accident. They require planning, adapting to change, and being open to new opportunities and ideas. Successful retirements are important because they support lifelong well-being and the continued inclusion and engagement in society. As part of this project, we are producing a series of podcasts with people who are volunteering to share their stories about their retirements. And our guest expert is Keith. Welcome, Keith.
Hello, Mary. Pleased to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us as part of our project. I do have a series of questions for you, so let's get started. Could you tell us about your retirement?
Fine, Mary. I have been retired for about 3 years now, so it's only just starting, but we have been able to take our relatively unique circumstance and turn it into a successful retirement so far, at any rate, to enjoy life as much as we can at the latter stages. I actually retired from Calgary, even though I had lived most of my life in Toronto. And so we had a situation where we were renting a house in Calgary and owned a house in Toronto. So we used that more or less opportunity to have a good long think about where we wanted to live during our retirement. We had a number of places in mind, and over the first 18 months, we basically roamed the country in temporary accommodation, assessing where we might want to live in terms of, for the rest of our lives. We had the Toronto area, Niagara, Waterloo, the Okanagan, Vancouver Island, and Vancouver, all as candidates. And we spent a fair bit of time in furnished rental accommodation, checking things out. There were also factors associated with our family, friends, and the weather was important. There were a number of other factors to assess. After about 18 months, we decided that Victoria was the place we'd like to live. And shortly afterwards, we managed to purchase a house there and become acquainted with and rebuild our lives, I suppose, with the friends that we did have that were here and continue with many others since we've been here. Well, to us, there are three kind of important pieces about retirement. One is to stay in shape and be active. Two is to make sure that we kept our bodies, our nutrition was good, and that we were healthy as long as we could be. And thirdly, that we maintained a passion about something. My particular passion has been tennis. I've been playing tennis for many, many years, and I was finally able to spend more time doing so in retirement. So much so that we were able to play internationally, and I've been invited to play on a tennis team in Germany for 2 months. And so I was able to go to Germany to play for a particular team there and improve my German and travel at the same time. Those are that's where we are right now. We're fairly happy with where we are. There are always some ups and downs, but we've also had the good fortune, I suppose, to have both our younger children have been launched more or less and have their own careers. They don't need our support as much. And secondly, we do not have any elder care issues that we'd have to deal with at this time.
That's an amazing story. So you purposely said for 18 months you were just going to explore. And, you know, for people who are homeowners, that must have been a wonderful thrill for a while to be a renter. To almost live like gypsies and to decide this is where I want to be or not. What a great freedom that you gave yourselves to say, we're going to take this time period to explore. I think that's a marvelous way to approach retirement. So many people say, I already know where I'm going. And sometimes it's the wrong place and they choose it for different reasons. But the fact that you purposely said, let's explore and make this an adventure, I think that's a wonderful start to your retirement.
There are two people in our relationship, so that both of us have to be comfortable with it. And that was important. Sometimes there's some differences of opinion we have to sort of more or less iron out and talk through. But I think in the end, I think it was a good decision. Yes.
Well, good for you. That's wonderful.
It also helped that we had family and friends in various places. So that that did help, both in terms of getting us oriented to the new location and in terms of temporary accommodation for limited periods of time. We couldn't ask for it for overly long periods of time, but it was still quite helpful.
Well, that's a great way to visit, too, for a while, to say, I'm just staying for a little while. I'll check out this town and see if it suits me long term. And if not, then you can just keep moving. I think that's a wonderful story. So my next question for you is retirement what you expected it to be?
Yes, I would say so. I had a short-term contract for maybe 6 months back in Calgary after retirement. But generally, our days have been quite full. It is nice to be able to not have to get up quite so early in the morning. I think it's pretty much what I expected. There weren't any unusual things about that. Sometimes the days get a little bit long, I suppose. But at the same time, we are not above having a little snooze in the afternoon as we get older, too. We have to maintain our energy in some way. So that was somewhat expected and anticipated.
That's wonderful. My next question is, what's the best and the worst parts about being retired?
Well, certainly the best parts is the freedom that we've had and the ability to travel as we like and spend our time as we best would like to do so. The worst parts, there's always the concern about finances. That's you have to live within your means, and I think that's important to recognize. And so some things perhaps you cannot attend or go to because maybe the cost is too high. So and that's a bit of a change, I suppose, from when you were working full-time, both of us working full-time, so that there is a downsizing that does happen from that point of view.
And my final question for you is this. What advice can you share with our audience?
Advice to share. It is important, I think, to make sure you do stay in shape or maintain a healthy body and mind, and both through strenuous physical exercise, even if it's not centered on any particular sport. And going to the Y is an integral part of what I do. I try to do it each day. I think that's important. So. Understanding nutrition and making sure you eat right is a huge part of that. Thirdly, it really is important to have some sort of passion for something. My passion is tennis. My partner's passion is yoga, and we're able to partner to have both of those as big parts of our life. So I think those things are important to maintain, hopefully, a retirement for many years.
Well, thank you for those three very valuable tips and for spending some time with us. I think people will really listen to what you say. And although you say it so simply, you know, if everybody built another 20 or 30 or 50 minutes of planned exercise into their life every day, I think we would all be healthier. And your ideas about eating well, it's so easy not to eat well, but once you get into the mindset of taking care of your body, that's really important. And I also think people need to think about the amount of alcohol that they drink. That's just my personal opinion. I see a lot of people who get older who drink too much, and that's not healthy for sure. And having a passion. And for you, it's tennis. For others, it might be volunteering at the library or teaching a student to read, whatever it is, do it and enjoy it. So thank you for your comments. And to wrap up, I wish to thank the Government of Canada's New Horizons for Seniors program for funding this project.
Visit www.caregivingmatters.ca to hear other great podcasts from the My Retirement is Successful Because series. And thank you for listening.